from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first, the headline. New Zealand affirms support for Indonesia's sovereignty and engagement in the Pacific. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh martyred in Iran. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government expressed its appreciation for New Zealand's consistent support for Indonesia's sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as a statement of Indonesia's readiness to continue strengthening cooperation with New Zealand. This strengthening is in the context of promoting economic cooperation and development in the Pacific. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi at a bilateral meeting with Deputy Prime Minister or Minister of Foreign Affairs of New Zealand Winston Peters at the Joint Ministerial Commission in Auckland.
Selandia Baru adalah salah satu mitra penting Indonesia di Pasifik.
New Zealand is one of Indonesia's important partners in the Pacific, not only in a bilateral context but also in a regional context, especially Indonesia's cooperation with Pacific countries. This year, Indonesia and New Zealand bilateral relations enters the age of 66 years. Meanwhile, the comprehensive partnership between the two countries has entered half a decade. Engagements between Indonesia and New Zealand and also continue to increase significantly. Minister Retno explained, in addition to discussing bilateral issues but also regional and world issues, including the issues of Myanmar and Palestine. She emphasized that a stable, peaceful, and prosperous Pacific is the key to a stable, peaceful, and prosperous Indo-Pacific. A peaceful Indo-Pacific cannot be achieved by one country alone, but requires the cooperation and collaboration of many countries. Retno Marsudi expressed appreciation for New Zealand's consistent support for Indonesia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Retno Marsudi also expressed Indonesia's readiness to continue strengthening cooperation with New Zealand in the context of promoting economic cooperation and development in the Pacific. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs ensures the condition of a number of Indonesian citizens in Lebanon is safe amid the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah group. Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities at the Ministry, Judah Nugraha, via text message on Tuesday, said communication continues to be established to monitor the condition of Indonesian citizens. According to Judah, they are in good condition, calm, and safe. Based on self-report data from the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Beirut, there are 203 Indonesian citizens living in Lebanon and around 1,232 Indonesian military personnel serving in UNIFIL. Indonesian citizens are asked to increase their vigilance and consider leaving the Lebanese territory, considering that commercial flights are still operating. Next, we have Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto met Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Antara, Turkey. Defense Minister Prabowo's arrival was officially welcomed with a state procession at the Turkish Presidential Palace and continued with a limited meeting with President Erdogan. This meeting is part of strengthening Indonesia and Turkey's strategic partnership in the field of defense cooperation and defense industry. Minister Prabowo and President Erdogan recognize the important role played by Indonesia and Turkey as leaders in the region who must have a major contribution to world peace. The last national news comes from the National Amil Zakat Agency or Basnas and Al-Bukhari International University of Malaysia strengthen cooperation for undergraduate higher education scholarship programs for zakat or alms recipients or mustahik. The scholarship cooperation agreement was marked by the signing of a memorandum of understanding between Basnas and the university at the University Chancellery Building, Kedah, Malaysia, last Monday. The ALMS agency leader for national coordination, Ahmad Sudrajat, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained, "The ALMS agency and the university had previously worked together for 3 years and had 134 awardees from 21 provinces in Indonesia." Now we move to the international news. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps on Wednesday confirmed Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was martyred in Iran. According to an Associated Press report, Haniyeh was killed after attending the inauguration of Masoud Pezeshkian as president of Iran on Tuesday. Hamas blames Israeli airstrike for death of Palestinian militant group's political bureau chief. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said it was investigating the attack and didn't say how it occurred. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong on Tuesday slammed a military agreement between North Korea and Russia, calling it destabilizing and a risk to the world. Wong made the remarks while speaking to reporters at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, as North Korea and Russia further deepen military and other areas of cooperation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a new partnership agreement during their summit in Pyongyang in June. We end the news with the Lebanese government, which is doing all it can to avoid escalation of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah movement after shelling in the Golan Heights. Lebanon's Labor Minister Mustafa Bayram told the Sputnik news agency, quoted by Antara on Tuesday. The minister accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using Lebanon to show the Israelis that he's not turning his back on northern Israel and the Golan Heights. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
In today's commentary, Indonesian government bans retail per-stick cigarette sales. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially signed Government Regulation No. 28 of 2024 on health. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the regulation is a basis for reforming and developing the health system in Indonesian remote areas. One of the articles that has received media attention is the prohibition on selling retail per-stick cigarettes. The article also regulates tobacco and electronic cigarettes, such as the prohibition on cigarette sales to those under 21 years old, including sales by vending machines. Another rule is the prohibition on tobacco and electronic cigarette products placement around the entrances and exits of public areas or in frequently visited places. Selling cigarettes within a 200-meter radius of educational units and children's play areas is also prohibited. Almost everyone knows about the dangers of cigarettes and tobacco for health. This government regulation is a measure to prevent negative impacts on Indonesian society. An article that the Indonesian media highlighted on the per-stick retail cigarettes ban was certainly not without reason. It is clear that the kind of cigarettes sales make it access much easier, especially for those who have little money, including underage ones. Concern about the increasing number of active smokers in Indonesia could also be another reason. As quoted from sehatnegeriku.kemkes.go.id, data from the 2023 Indonesian Health Survey conducted by the Indonesian Ministry of Health shows that the number of active smokers is estimated to reach 70 million people, with 7.4% of them aged 10 until 18 years old. Of course, strict supervision and involvement of all parties is expected to enforce this rule. What should receive a great attention is the sale of cigarettes in small stalls found anywhere in Indonesia, even near schools or other educational institutions. Talking about the ban on smoking is always the focus of attention. It is not only because this is related to health, but on the other hand, it is also related to the economic sustainability of residents whose livelihoods depend on cigarettes, such as those who work in the cigarette industry or sell cigarettes. Not to mention the relatively large state income from tobacco excise. However, as health experts often say, the cost incurred to treat diseases due to the impact of cigarettes and tobacco are far greater than the benefits. It is hoped that this regulation will reduce the number of active smokers in Indonesia, especially children. Children's health is essential for Indonesia, as they are expected to be the ones who will lead the country to actualize a golden advance Indonesia. That was commentary from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with July 21, 1963, about the signing of the Manila Accord by the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Philippines. The Manila Agreement, also known as the Manila Accord, was an agreement initiated by Philippine President Diosdado Macapagal, signed by the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines on July 31, 1963. This agreement following the dispute between Indonesia and Malaysia over the status of North Borneo after the Second World War. the three countries, referring to the United Nations decision, agreed to allow the people of Sabah, or North Borneo, and Sarawak to determine their own citizenship status through a free and fair election. Moving on to July 31, 2007, when the first World Ranger Day was commemorated. World Ranger Day commemorates rangers who have died or been injured while carrying out their vital work to protect the world's natural and cultural heritage. World Ranger Day is commemorated every year on July 31st by members of the International Ranger Federation. The Thin Green Line Foundation, organizations, schools, and individuals who support the work of rangers and the International Ranger Federation worldwide. World Ranger Day was first commemorated in 2007 to mark the 15th anniversary of the Federation. The last event was on July 31st, commemorated as International Lifeguard Appreciation Day. International Lifeguard Appreciation Day, also known as Lifeguards Appreciation Day, was first commemorated in 2020. The Water Safety and Risk Management Organization, Ellis & Associates, initiated this observance. The purpose of this day is to show appreciation for lifeguards and to raise awareness of the vital role they play in saving people from drowning. That's Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, in collaboration with the Asian Development Bank Institute, held the annual Conference on Indonesian Economic Development, or ACIED 2024. Theme Escaping the Middle Income Trap and Reaching Golden Indonesia 2045 Pathways and Policy Options, the conference focused on Indonesia's economic development strategy to achieve a high-income country by 2045. This was stated by the head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, Laksana Trihandoko, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Laksana stated that the agency researchers are committed to continuing to contribute by conducting research that can make innovation in various fields for the development of the Indonesian economy and increasing Indonesia's competitiveness at the international level. According to Laksana, Indonesia has the ambition to become a high-income country by 2045. Achieving this goal requires collective efforts, innovative policies, and a firm commitment to sustainable and inclusive economic growth. Meanwhile, the head of the agency's Research Center for Cooperatives, Corporations, and People's Economics, as well as the chair of the ACIED 2024 Organizing Committee, Irwanda Wisnuwardana, said this conference invited ministerial-level officials and various other stakeholders, such as academics, company leaders, NGOs, and the mass media, in large numbers with more than 100 speakers and participants from within and outside the country. The 2024 Annual Conference on Indonesian Economic Development took place on July 30 to the 31st, 2024, with 4 sessions of panel discussions and policy workshops. That's My Indonesia.
Terima kasih. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to a creative village, refers to the development of potential creativity and innovation within a village. This concept aims to build a more advanced village by utilizing various local potentials. The definition of a creative village encourages village communities to develop various sectors, such as tourism, arts and culture, handicrafts, food and other sectors with creative and innovative ideas. One of the creative villages that is already operational is in the West Java province. Few people know that in Bandung, West Java, there is an area called Cigadung, which was among the top 300 in the Indonesian Tourism Village Award 2023. This tourism village is one of the destinations you can visit when you come to Bandung. Cigadung Creative Tourism Village was officially established in November 2020 and located in Cibenying Kaler sub-district, north part of Bandung downtown. Cigadung is a village with beautiful green rice field scenery and cool air. This tourism village is noted to have 69 tourism potentials and destinations from various sectors, such as fashion, food, crafts, arts, culture, and accommodation. This village also offers natural beauty in every corner of its area. Essentially, it has several attractions derived from the activities of its community. Listener, in Cigadung Creative Tourism Village, you can explore various unique attractions such as Komar Batik House, Rosit Gallery, and Ranca Kalong area. Besides arts and culture, you can also explore natural tourist attractions in this village, especially in Ranca Kalong area. With its highline counter, Ranca Kalong has a special nature reserve, namely a natural waterfall or curug located in the Bandung downtown. Besides enjoying the waterfall scenery, you can also try other exciting activities such as fishing and swimming in a pool with a stunning natural view. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa, rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu, ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang, dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku, tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven, oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama, sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak, enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus, direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran, restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear the statement,
rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression,
baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether or both, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
La 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 la
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
Di babah pintu
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey, tu jala hey, hiding hala hala hiding, hiding hala hala hiding, wajala la hey.